We have more on the AFD in our latest World in Words podcast, where we ask the question, why is Germany's new right recycling words first popularized by the Nazis? Check it out at pri.org/language or wherever you get your podcasts. So as we heard, one of the big questions that divided German voters was what will happen to the more than 1 million refugees living in the country. Ahmad Wali Timari is one of those refugees. His journey took him from Afghanistan to an office inside the German parliament. He spoke with the world's Daniel Gross.
Ahmad Wali Timari worked in Afghanistan as an interpreter for the U.S. Army, an incredibly dangerous job. He says the Taliban made multiple attempts on his life. He applied for a U.S. visa, but his application was rejected. So he decided to leave Afghanistan for a country that welcomed refugees, Germany. His family didn't want him to go.
That was very difficult for me. I never forget this night. My mother was, she was crying and she told me it's not possible, the Germany without visa. Maybe you can die there and don't go, please stay here. And I said, I know this, all of these things, but I have to leave.
Timari hired a smuggler and joined other refugees on a journey that took months. From Afghanistan, they crossed Pakistan and then Iran. One day, he says, they hiked 15 hours through the snow. One companion slipped and didn't get up.
I said, stand up, what's happening? He didn't give me answer. I said, stand up, please, what's happened?
Timari knew CPR from his time with the U.S. Army, but it didn't help. The man died, probably of heart failure. The smuggler told them to keep going.
I was crying, just crying, and I was praying for them and also for us.
In Turkey and Greece, he spent weeks in jail. In Hungary, he finally climbed into the back of a truck that took him to Germany. He applied for asylum in August 2015, and this time, he got it.
And I have to start my life from zero. Everybody, every refugee, they have to start a life from zero.
Timari comes from a political family in Afghanistan. So in Berlin, he started going to law classes. He took German, too. As we talk about that first year, we switch into German. One night, he says he was browsing Facebook.
Ja, ich habe Facebook das also nur einfach also die Nachricht gesehen und so.
He saw a post about refugees by Birgitte Zupries, a politician from the Social Democratic Party. He decided to send her a message and ask for an internship.
Also, kein Problem, ich versuche. Wenn das geklappt,
he thought, I'll just try it. If it doesn't work, no problem. She responded the very next morning. He worked in her office for 6 months. Zupries is now a minister in Angela Merkel's cabinet. Today, Timari considers Germany a second home. He hopes to get a bachelor's degree and work in the Bundestag one day, maybe even as a member of parliament.
Ich bin auch sehr dankbar für Bundesrepublik Deutschland.
He says he's grateful to Germany and to Angela Merkel. I've met her a couple times, he says. She's a strong woman and very nice. I asked Timari whether refugees still feel welcome in Germany. It's complicated, he says. Some Afghan refugees have been deported. Merkel's party, the CDU, officially says Afghan immigrants don't need protection. Afghanistan is not a safe place, Timari says. His family in Afghanistan now live under Taliban rule. So this past weekend, Timari organized a protest against deportations outside the foreign ministry. He hopes Angela Merkel hears about it. Timari is concerned that the far-right AfD won seats in parliament. He thinks it's bad news for Europe. But he's optimistic about the future.
Das ist okay, dass wir kommen von verschiedenen Land und wir sprechen verschiedene Sprachen.
We come from different countries, he says. We speak different languages and have different cultures. But we have one thing in common. We're all people, and we have to help each other. For the World, Daniel Gross, Berlin.